This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Delegates at the COP29 climate gathering in Azerbaijan have approved new standards for a global carbon market, a key component of the Paris Agreement aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The agreement will allow richer countries to offset carbon pollution by investing in clean energy projects or forests in poorer countries. It's taken years to iron out a deal. Dr. Paul Lutteroux is the chair of the Alliance of Small Island States.
Everyone is expecting this COP to be the finance COP. This is an issue that is of critical importance. We do need the resources to mitigate and adapt to the adverse impact of climate change. It's really about our survival. It's very possible within the next 10, 20 years, some of these countries will disappear.
The US President-elect Donald Trump is pressing ahead with key appointments to his administration following his election victory. He's picked the former Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin to serve as head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Mr. Zeldin, who's often voted against legislation on green issues, said he aimed to restore US energy dominance. Mr. Trump also appointed his longtime aide, Stephen Miller, a hardliner on migration, as Deputy White House Chief of Staff. A Haitian businessman, Alix Didier Fils-Aimé, has been sworn in as the country's new prime minister after his predecessor was ousted, having spent less than 5 months in office. Mr. Fils-Aimé promised to put all of his energy into restoring security.
Transparency and good governance in the management of public affairs will be a priority for my government. We'll work towards social cohesion, a necessary condition for the restoration of the state and the holding of inclusive, transparent and democratic elections. Only this will grant the state legitimate and constitutional authority.
The country has seen months of political chaos. Israel's far-right finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, has said that Donald Trump's US election victory has opened up an opportunity for Israel to formally annex the occupied West Bank.
President Trump's victory brings with it an important opportunity for the State of Israel. The year 2025 will be, with God's help, the year of sovereignty in Judea and Samaria. The only way to remove the threat of a terrorist Palestinian state from the agenda is to implement Israeli sovereignty over all of Judea and Samaria's settlements.
The new Israeli foreign minister said the government's position on extending sovereignty into the West Bank had not yet been settled, but he expected it would be discussed with the incoming Trump administration. World News from the BBC. The Saudi Crown Prince has criticised Israel's military campaigns in both Gaza and Lebanon, calling Israel's actions in Gaza a genocide. At a summit of Arab and Muslim leaders in Riyadh, Mohammed bin Salman said Palestine deserved a full seat at the UN. From Riyadh, here's Frank Gardner.
This is probably some of the strongest unified Arab and Islamic condemnation of Israel's actions that we've seen so far. And it certainly makes it very unlikely, extremely unlikely, that there can be any kind of a formal public rapprochement and full diplomatic recognition of Israel by Saudi Arabia. The Saudis make it very clear that they must have a pathway to an independent Palestinian state before they can recognize Israel, and that's something ruled out by the current Israeli government.
North Korea's state media says the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, has signed a decree ratifying a mutual defense treaty with Russia. The agreement was approved in June at his summit in Moscow with Vladimir Putin. It calls for each side to come to the other's aid in case of an armed attack. President Putin has already signed the treaty into law. Ukraine and the US say that more than 10,000 North Korean soldiers have been sent to Russia to prepare for combat alongside Russian forces in Ukraine. The governing body of the International Criminal Court says it will launch an investigation into its chief prosecutor, Karim Khan. The ICC did not specify the nature of the investigation, but it comes just days after reports that Mr. Khan had been accused of sexual misconduct. He's denied the accusations. And new research suggests that some of the moons orbiting the remote planet Uranus might be capable of supporting life. While scientists previously considered Uranus to be sterile, fresh analysis suggests five of its moons might possibly have subsurface oceans. BBC News.